Welcome to Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. That also helps the site. You wouldn't believe how much that helps. This does cost me money to do, and I don't break even every month. I do have my members, but my members, you know, they pay every couple months. So definitely Amazon.com helps me out. If you plan doing any shopping, just go to my site first, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 2nd, 1941, and the title is Bird Flying Home. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. United States was a land of great plenty. Great herds of buffalo roamed the plains, while overhead the passenger pigeons, which are now extinct, were so numerous that their flocks blotted out the sun. The pioneers felt the natural resources and the stock of game were inexhaustible. They might have wasted their heritage if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was his vision of the future that made the settlers realize they were building for posterity as well as themselves. It was he more than any other man who is responsible for the winning and the saving of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Go on, Silver! Tunnels waiting on the trail ahead! There's going to be trouble! Hail, Silver! Away!
The town of Painted Forks lay in the path of two migrations. First of all, it was a way station on the Oregon Trail, the trail that led the pioneers to the great Northwest. And second, every spring and fall, great flocks of passenger pigeons filled the sky over Painted Forks until the sun was hidden by their beating wings. Todd Brandon and his mother were galloping toward the cottonwoods that lined the Painted Creek. Todd's eyes were fixed on the sky, on the birds, so that his mother saw the men first.
Here they are, Todd!
Did you ever see so many birds at one time, Ma? There's millions of them, passenger pigeons. They darken the sky.
Todd!
Huh?
Todd, look! Is your father in trouble?
Gosh, it does look like he's having some kind of a fuss, don't it?
The sun's setting, it's hard to see. Shoot him!
Ma!
Jesper! Jesper!
Let go of me, father!
Jesper, what is it? What's the matter?
You let go of my father. Ma,
Paul, what's wrong?
Get away, you little maverick. Get away and take your old man with you before he stops lead.
Jasper, you're not shot.
Of course he ain't shot. Shooting going on here is all of us shooting at them pigeons, that's all. But Brandon sure is hankering for a scrape.
Irvis, I told you I was afraid of that slaughter these pigeons. I told you if you killed more than you needed for food, you'd answer to me. Now, where is that coyote? Call him out so I can tell him what I think.
All right, Carver, let him loose. I'll handle him.
Oh, so you heard me.
Reckon so.
Did you hire all them hombres? Did you tell them to shoot the pigeons?
I did.
You'll kill them all off. Soon there won't be a pigeon left in the Great Plains. In the country either, for that matter.
You come, loco. There's millions of them birds.
Call them hombres off.
Listen, Brandon. You and your ideas about passenger pigeons are getting me on the prod. These here dumb birds sit right in the trees waiting to be shot, so I'm shooting them, savvy? I'm putting them in barrels to sell to the wagons that pass through heading west. And nobody's going to stop me.
You haven't got a drop of sport and blood in you, have you? Even the Indians know it's not right to kill more than is necessary. If you won't call off those men, I will. Hey, hey, you kids! Shooting's over. Put up your guns. Leave them pigeons alone.
Brandon, you interfered for the last time. I'm bossing this shebang. Vamoose, or you'll bite the dust.
Jasper, this isn't any of your business.
I'm making a blind, sir.
Jarvis, get that young one out of the way. I don't want any bullets wasted. When I shoot, I aim to put all five into Brandon's eye.
Come here, you young coyote.
Hey, let go of me, boss.
It's better you stay out of the way, son. All right, Smitty. Rick, we both knew we'd come to gun smoke sooner or later. Smitty, reach for your gun.
I saw it with you.
Put him in places.
Somebody draws a gun. Hello, keep him covered.
You, mister, you drop gun. Reckon you better do like the engine says, Smitty. He's got you covered.
Mister, you're wearing a mask.
I always do, Mrs. Brandon.
You know my handle. How come? You're a complete stranger to me.
I passed through town, Brandon. I heard what was happening here. Toto, you've got Smitty's guns?
Hey, what's taking place around here? For an outlaw, you sure got plenty of nerve high chaining up.
Save that for later, Smitty. You'll get your gun back when you do as you're told. These are your men?
I hired them.
Toto and I have some pine nuts in our saddlebags. Here. Tell your men to light those torches and smoke out the pigeons.
Huh?
You heard me. Take the first one yourself, Smitty.
Now, hold on, mister.
Well?
Well, then... Them passenger pigeons don't fly away when you shoot at them. They're roosted down for the night in these trees. But if you start fires going under them, well, that's a different story.
Sure, they'll fly away.
They're doggone right they will, especially since they ain't rightly settled down for the night. It's still sunset.
Mister, we ain't lighting no torches. This here's a free country,
right,
and I'm telling
you. And it's free for the birds as well as for human beings. Light these torches.
But I tell you...
I want those birds to fly away. Now pick up that pine nut and light it. Do it fast.
All right, all right. You men, do like this masked fella says.
I got a torch going.
Josh, look at the thick smoke. It's waking the birds up and they're moving off.
All the birds are going out into the air. It's the whole flock moving at once.
Brandon.
Yeah, mister?
Now's your chance. You and your wife and your son head back to Painted Porch now. While Smebby and the others are watching the pigeons.
But what about you, Mace, man? There may be trouble.
Go now. Toto and I can look after ourselves. Get your wife and son out of this.
All right, missy. We can straddle the horses and get going fast. Bud, follow me.
Brandon, him go with wife and boy.
No one saw them leave, Kimosabe.
Pigeons all gone now, huh?
At least there'll be no more shooting tonight.
Isn't that right?
Smebby and the others have walked down a way. Follow me, Toto.
Sun go down now.
The darkness is good. They can't see Brandon and his family.
That's right.
Now we'll say adios to Smitty.
Smitty!
Well, mister, you had your wish. All the birds skedaddled.
Your men can douse those torches now. The creek is handy.
Yeah, many thanks.
For nothing. What I want to know is who he think he is.
Never mind, Purvis. I'll do the talking.
There are your guns. Pick them up, but don't try to use them.
Mister... What business have you and the Redskin got around Painted Forks?
As you said, it's a free country, Smitty. How do I travel where we please?
Yeah. This one time you beat us to the draw, but it won't happen again. I'm mighty fast in my shooting iron, savvy. I'm advising you right here and now to cover the trail. To put plenty of miles between you and Painted Forks before dawn tomorrow.
That depends.
Does it?
Will you promise to stop slaughtering these pigeons?
For a masked hombre, he sure asked for plenty.
Yeah, Purvis. Mister, you'll get more than you ask for if you stay around. A lot more. What I do is my business and nobody else's. I got a quarrel with Brandon. If you take sides with him, you'll end up on Boot Hill. Now, are you heading west?
Toto. Follow me. We go this way. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout. Hey, Smitty, they ain't heading west. They're heading back for Painted Forks. Where's them guns?
Never mind. It's too dark to shoot them.
Yeah, they're heading back for Painted Forks, Purvis. Reckon they made up their minds to ask for trouble. Well, mister, they'll get plenty of trouble. Plenty.
Hold Silver! Away!
Hey,
following us, Kemosabe. I can see the back trail. Tonto, how long will the pigeons keep migrating?
Them go south maybe another week yet.
Another week.
That's right.
Tonto, I wonder if the passenger pigeon will still exist 100 years from now.
Medicine man, him say bird not be here.
Men like Smebby and Purvis are responsible for the slaughter. They think the passenger pigeon is inexhaustible. They think the buffalo can never be wiped out either. You saw the shooting tonight.
It's plenty bad.
The trees were filled with pigeons roosting for the night. All those men had to do was load their rifles with shot and fire upward. It was sheer murder.
How are you stopping?
Brandon is the only one in Painted Forks to realize that wildlife won't last forever. But the pigeons must be protected or they'll perish.
You got a plan?
I don't know yet. Why is it that people never appreciate what they have until it's gone?
Pigeons fill sky.
Pigeons are plentiful now, Kemosabe, but they won't always be plentiful. The time to protect them is now, before they're gone. Yes, Tonto, we're heading for Painted Forks. We're going to see Jasper Brandon. Come on, Silver.
Heavy say that means trouble.
We're not looking for trouble, but we won't avoid it either. We're calling on Brandon. Faster, Silver, faster!
Would you have shot Smebby tonight?
I don't rightly know, Todd. Most always I'm a man of peace, but I wish you were riled up plenty about the way he was killing off them birds.
Those pigeons are mighty pretty birds, Pa.
Yeah, and I wanted to stay pretty and alive to them. Now, take this pigeon, the one we found with a broken wing.
You and Ma fixed it up fine, Pa. It's almost ready to fly.
Yep, wing all ready. How would you feel if this little bird was shot by Smebby? Or by anybody?
No, they couldn't.
That's my feeling on it too, Todd.
Done.
Is it, Ma?
More than time. Now, you get along. There's been a heap of excitement. You're more tired than usual. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Pa.
Good night, son.
Say, Pa.
Yes?
You won't let the pigeon go while I'm asleep, will you?
No, son, don't worry. You'll have your chance to say goodbye. Now, get to bed.
Good night.
Jasper, you did a fool thing tonight. You might have been shot if it hadn't been for that masked man.
Yeah, I reckon so, but a man's got to do what he thinks is right.
I don't mind picking up a poor wounded bird like Graywing here, but...
That's common kindness, sir.
Granted, but your life is more precious to me than all the passenger pigeons in the world.
That's an awful lot of them, sir.
I mean it. Most folks feel the way Smebby and Purvis do. They see nothing wrong in killing pigeons.
I don't either, within reason.
Oh, Jasper Brandon, stop being so reasonable. It's serious.
Sir, there's folks believe in one thing and folks that believe in another. Ever since we had this bird around, I come to the belief that it's wrong to kill needlessly. It's all right for food. That's nature's law. But it's got to stop there. You can call it a crusade or what you want, but I aim to keep right on, Savvy.
Smebby and Purvis won't give up.
I don't give up easy myself.
Jasper, sometimes you make me so fired mad that I could...
Sounds like somebody coming.
Get out of the moonlight. It might be Smebby.
Hello!
Missed you for a second. We thought it might be Smebby.
We watched Smebby and Purvis for a while before we came here, Brandon. They've given up shooting pigeons, at least for tonight.
Pigeons fly past Cottonwood. Go someplace else.
Mister, why are you helping me? Most folks think I'm local.
Two reasons, Brandon. First, we stopped that gunfight because fighting never settles anything. Second, we believe as you do.
Mister, you mean those pigeons should be protected?
All wildlife should be protected.
Mister, that mask you're wearing and your horse.
Yes?
There's something familiar about you, but I can't figure just what. I'll get it later on, maybe.
Look, Kemosabe. Him got bird in cage.
It had a broken wing.
It's all better now. I happened to cross it when I was riding up north, about 50 miles north.
You're planning to release it?
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. He could find his way back to where I got it, couldn't he?
Pigeon heap smart bird.
Just a moment. Huh? Brandon, perhaps you should take the bird back where you got it.
But, Mr. Dunn.
Right now, it might be a good idea for you to get out of town.
Mister, if you mean Smebby and Purvis, I'll face them skunks down if I...
No, Brandon. Tonto and I'll see that Smebby and Purvis don't slaughter the birds.
No, look, mister, I don't...
The pigeons will be flying south only a few days more. Tonto and I are camped outside Painted Forks. We'll stay. Brandon, you're heading north. And when you come back, this whole affair will have blown over.
Hollering your lungs out, you just maybe your hunch was right. I've been watching the Brandon place. Jasper Brandon just pulled out.
He did, huh? Early?
Yeah, around dawn. I
I trailed him a ways. He's heading north and got his son with him. I didn't see the masked man.
You didn't have to. He's around.
If you want to settle your fracas with Brandy, you better get your horse pronto.
I ain't going, Purvis.
Huh?
I'm staying right here in Painted Forks. I'm going to hunt them pigeons. And if that masked army tries to stop me, I'll let daylight through them.
But what about Brandon? Are you crawfishing?
I'm staying here, but you ain't. You're going after Brandon.
Me?
You and Mogar. When you find a good spot, you'll dry gouge him, savvy? And if the kid gets in the way, that's just too bad. I'll get going.
Kino, Smebby. I'm on my way. Get up there. Get up.
That takes care of that. Now here comes another flock of pigeons. I'll take care of them, too.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. Brandon and his son Todd rode north out of Painted Forks, not knowing that Purvis and Mogar, two of Smebby's men, were on their trail. Young Todd Brandon looked at the pigeon in the wicker basket balanced on the saddle horn and grinned at his father.
Gosh, boy, look at Graywing. I bet you he knows he's getting out of that cage.
Take a look at the back trail, son.
Yes, sir.
You see anything?
Nary a thing, Pa. Anything special I should look for?
Men, horses?
No, sir. Don't see them.
I reckon it's all hooky-dory, then.
Pa, why are you watching everything around so careful-like?
Well, son, to tell you the gospel truth, I figured maybe that no-good sidewinder might be prowling after us.
Smebby?
Yep. But I don't see him. I reckon he's still back in Painted Forks.
Pa, you sound disappointed.
I am.
Well, gosh, if you're so set on gunfighting with Smebby, then what for are we going out of town? I'll bet you could lick him easy.
The mayor's man ain't certain, Tom.
He ain't. Well, I'll bet
that's
you
enough,
could...
son.
Sorry, Pa.
Don't mind me. I didn't mean to speak to your horse that way.
It's all right.
It's only that... Well, the mayor's man made me promise to get out of town. Said he'd handle Smithy and Purvis.
Oh.
Seeing as how he saved my life, I figured I had to do like he said. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. I guess so. Pa... Looks like we're heading into a storm.
Storm?
Up ahead there.
Look again, son. That ain't no cloud. That's another flock of passenger pigeons. It's sure dark in the sky. Don't you fret, Graywing. You'll be flying mighty soon. Get up, boys.
Gosh, Pa. Those pigeons are awful pretty, aren't they? Look at them.
Down there. Look.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's them.
Brandon and the kid. They ain't traveling awful fast, Burvis. We can get up to them easy.
Yeah. We keep riding on the ridge up here until we get past them, Mogar. You know that arroyo up the trail about 5 miles?
Yeah. Right good spot for a dry gulching, Burvis.
That's the place. We'll be there waiting. When Brandon rides up, we'll pull trigger.
Just as easy as killing pigeons, huh?
Yeah, Mogar. Just as easy. Only we leave the pigeons for Smebby. He's back in Painted Forks taking care of them right now. Come on, whip up your horse.
Get up.
The migrating pigeons sped south. So many of them that they spread a shadow over the ground. And back in Painted Forks, Smebby was all prepared. He saw the flock approaching and raced across to the door of his shack.
Jarvis, Davy, Trigg, turn out! The pigeons are coming! They'll be roosting soon! Come on, get out of that bunkhouse! I'm paying your hombres to work! Hey, you old thief catcher! Davy, Slider! Hey, where are you? What in thunderation? Where are you? They ain't here. There's nobody here. Why, those ornery skunks ran out on me to...
Oh, wait a minute. It's afternoon. They're out the corral.
Sure, that's it at the corral. I'll get him and...
You're not shooting those pigeons, Smebby.
The masked man. Where are my boys?
Todd and I dropped around earlier. We had a talk with your hired hands.
Huh?
They left.
You're loco.
Look around. You don't see them.
You couldn't scare those gents off, mister. Why, they didn't even get their pay.
I took care of that.
You paid them off?
Yes. I asked each man what you owed him, and I gave it to him.
Well, I...
And you needn't bother paying me back. Just consider it a good turn from me to you.
Mister, I don't care for jokes.
Here comes Tonto. I had him watch your men as they left town. This is no joke, Smitty. You saw them leave, Tonto? Was there any trouble?
No trouble. They go west with wagon train. They leave Painted Fork.
Gone west with a wagon train? Now listen here, mister. You and the Indian can scare them.
They didn't need much persuading, Smitty.
Them listen to Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? So that's who you are. That's why them fellas didn't have the nerve to fight back.
Only two of your men were missing. Purvis and a hand named Mogar. Where are they?
Why, they...
Yes?
Never mind. I don't know where they are.
You started to say something.
Did I?
Well, him not talk. We wait for other fellas, huh?
All right, Tonto. Maybe we'll camp right here until those men return. Unless you want to tell us now.
Why, no, mister. You stay here. Make yourself right at home. Purvis and Mogar, huh? I wonder where they can be.
Steady, Mogar.
They're coming.
Yeah. I'll be around the bend in just a minute.
Can't see him yet.
Get ready. Will I tell you?
I'm ready.
It's them. Aim for Brandon. Shoot!
Oh, it's a little bush. Oh, get down!
Get him! We hit him, Mogar, but he's shooting back.
Him and the kid are in that hollow, Purvis. We can't hit him so easy.
We got you, Brandon!
The other coyotes trying to break your speed with you.
Oh, I heard you. You've been shot.
Keep shooting, Todd. Don't let him get
close. Yeah, he's wounded, Mogar. We'll get him. We can creep up slow. We got all afternoon.
Yeah.
All afternoon. And there ain't no way for him to get help either. Let him have bullets.
Must be.
You not move, Smebby.
Now listen, Injun. I ain't done nothing against the law. The Lone Ranger's got no right to bring the sheriff here just because I wanted to shoot pigeons.
That only one horse.
Huh?
And that not masked friend. Tonto know that not silver.
Hello! Is the masked man around?
This here's my place, Mrs. Brandon. Get off.
Injun, where's the masked man? There's a mighty funny thing happened.
Now bring sheriff now.
Now look at here.
Do not move. Hi!
Here's the sheriff, fellow. Now I'll just... Brandon, what are you doing here?
Mister, I
Sheriff,
to...
listen here. This hombre and his engine pod got no right to sling a gun on me, and I demand...
Maybe this here's a Lone Ranger. You can't
just
talk
a moment,
like that.
Sheriff.
I didn't commit any crime.
Right now, I want to ask Mrs. Brandon a question. Is anything wrong?
Mister, I don't know. I got worried about Jasper and Todd.
They left this morning. You haven't seen them since, have you?
Of course not. Only, will you come with me a second?
Tonto, bring Smebby. Come on, Sheriff.
Right here. Here's my horse. Here, mister, look.
Well, what about it? That's just a pigeon, that's all.
Well, I ain't sure that's all, mister. He flew down out of the sky just a little while ago.
Hello, that's a pigeon Brandon had in the cage.
Not right.
Seems that way. Only Jester wasn't going to let that pigeon loose till he got up north.
Oh, all pigeons look alike. You're not crazy enough to believe that a pigeon's got enough sense to fly from the Pasco Trail down...
Pasco Trail? How did you know Brandon took the Pasco Trail?
Well, I...
Sheriff, will you put him in jail until Todd and I get back?
Huh?
Purvis and Mogar are missing. It all adds up. I want you to hold Smebby because I think he's planned to drag out Brandon.
Mister, he'll be in jail when you get back.
Here, Silver.
Yes, Scout.
Mister, how can you guess? It is a guess, isn't it?
The pigeon, Mrs. Brandon.
I don't understand.
You had that pigeon in your home for several months, didn't you?
More than 5 months.
The pigeon returned to your home.
That's right. That same bird. Him come back.
And the bird came back ahead of time. That means only one thing. That something has happened to your husband. Yep. And we're going to find out what. Come on, Silver.
Hurry!
Get it up, Scout.
Don't stop for anything, Tonto. We've got miles to cover.
That's right. It's plenty fire.
There's no telling what we'll find. Let's hope we get there before it's too late. Faster, Silver, faster.
Get him up, Scout.
My old Silver! Away!
Here, Pa, have a sip of water.
Good. Keep shooting, son. Keep shooting.
I ain't got no more bullets, Pa. Coming on dark, too.
No more bullets?
Here, have a drink.
Son, I shouldn't have brought you with me. They'll finish you, too. They can't afford to leave witnesses. Try to get away, Todd. Try to get back.
I'm not leaving you, Pa.
Son?
No, Pa.
Well, leastways we let the pigeon out of his cage. Did you notice how he circled around us before he hit himself?
Pa, I think they're coming. They know our ammunition is gone.
Come on, Mulgar. They can walk right down on
us. Here they come.
We got them easy.
Come on, Silver! Let them up!
What's that?
Pa, it's the masked man.
The masked man in the engine. Shoot! Shoot, Brandon! Quick before they...
No, you don't. Drop those guns.
Me get them.
Pa, I shot the guns right out of their hands.
Don't shoot. You got it.
Brandon, are you all right?
Mister, you got here in time. That Mulberry's was just going
save
to...
Save your voice. Let me see your wound.
Time to tie him up, Kimikabi.
Hey, we'd have finished the job if you two hadn't come up in time.
You're not badly hurt, Brandon. We'll take you back to Painted Forks. You'll be better in no time.
Whoopee.
And as for these two, they'll end up in jail with our leader, Smebby. Here.
We'll help you up on your horse.
You feel all right, Pa? I can help hold you in the saddle.
Help me, Cat, son.
All right, you two. Move. Keep your guns on them, Tonto. It won't take us long, Brandon. You'll be back in your own home before you know it.
Mister, I've been wondering. How in tarnation did you figure out we was in trouble?
You can thank the pigeons for that, Brandon.
Pigeons? I don't savvy.
You let the bird out of the cage, didn't you?
Sure I did.
Brandon, that bird flew straight to your home. When we saw it, we knew that something had gone wrong.
You mean that bird didn't fly with a flock? He made a beeline for my place back in Painted Forks?
He did.
Can you beat that? Son, we've been doing our best to keep the pigeons from being slaughtered. Now it looks as if the pigeons turned right around and done the very same thing for us.
Yeah, Pa. And look, Pa, look. There comes another flock. Look at them flying way up in the sky. The passenger pigeons, Pa. Don't they look doggone beautiful?
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.